The Gemara in Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph is discussing whether one is allowed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed, make tzitzis on Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara brings on a brisa. The Rameir holds they're allowed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed la'atzmai, for yourself, and la'acherim b'taiva. And the way Tosfos understands this brisa, according to Wamshat, is the Rameir is talking about if you're writing it for yourself for now, l'tzarech HaMoed, then it's mutter to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But if you're writing it for la'acher HaMoed, if you're writing it to use after Chol HaMoed, then it would be aser. So Tosfos says that from the fact that we're being mechalik between writing tefillin for Chol HaMoed or for after Chol HaMoed, l'chayra is a raya that you're supposed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Because if you're not supposed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed, then what tzarech HaMoed is there in having tefillin? What's the difference between before Chol HaMoed or after Chol HaMoed? Obviously, it's mavur from the Gemara that you're supposed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And this kedu is a big machlokes rishonim. Is there a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not? This is a big shayla, a big machlokes, and Tosfos says the chayr from our Gemara is a beferish raya that you should be wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or else there would not be a chilik between writing it letzarech HaMoed and writing it lacher HaMoed. And Tosfos says that perhaps this is not a raya because maybe a mayor who makes this chilik is going l'shitasay from what he says in Erevin that Shabbos is man tefillin. In other words, even on Shabbos you shouldn't really wear tefillin according to a mayor. He's not concerned with the fact that Shabbos is an ice, and being the word tefillin on Shabbos, kav chomer that you would wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But according to us, who we hold that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, maybe you wouldn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed either. So basically, there's no raya from Shitas Rameir that's how we hold la halacha. And then Tosfos goes on to discuss different rayas about the shiloh. Do you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not? And Tosfos seems to come out that you do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the reason is because the same reason you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontov, because Shabbos and Yontov are an ice, and once Shabbos and Yontov is an ice, we don't need another ice of tefillin. Who then he says a Chol HaMoed is an ice, and therefore shouldn't wear tefillin. Why is Chol HaMoed an ice? He says because Shabbos and Yontov are an ice because there's an Isser Malacha. So Chol HaMoed also has an Isser Malacha, even though some Malachas are mutter if it's a Davar Avid, but anything which is not a Davar Avid is Aser, so there is an Isser Malacha. That is enough of an ice that you should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Then Tosfos asks that this is l'chayra stira to my own shita. Tosfos says my shita is early on daf beis that malachin Chol HaMoed is only asa midrabanan. Midraisa you're allowed to do malachin Chol HaMoed. So if midraisa you can do malachin Chol HaMoed, then there is no ice of not doing malachin Chol HaMoed on a deraisa digalavo because malach is mutter. So Tosfos l'shitasai it would come out that there is no ice and l'chayra tefillin should be l'chayra you should wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. So how does it say you don't wear tefillin Chol HaMoed? So Tosfos ends up saying that even though there's no isim malach in Chol HaMoed, but there's another reason why there's an isim in Chol HaMoed. Since we eat matzah and you sit in the sukkah on Chol HaMoed, that itself is an ice. The eating the matzah, sitting in the sukkah is an ice, and that's why you don't wear tefillin. That's how Tosfos comes out. Now, l'chayr, this is tamua. What does it mean that eating in matzah is an ice? Bishma sitting in the sukkah during Chol HaMoed. Okay, there's no chiv, you might not have to eat there, but if you want to eat, then it becomes a new chiv to eat in the sukkah. That there's an ice that something is mechayv to eat in the sukkah. But eating matzah, Kol Shiva, l'chayr is no mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah. The whole mitzvah is, you can't eat chametz, but there's no chiyuv whatsoever to eat matzah. The whole mitzvah of matzah is the first night only. Be'ev teich l'matzahs, but the rest of Pesach is absolutely no mitzvah to eat matzah. So in what sense is, how can we say that eating matzah is an ice? If you want, you can eat matzah. It's true, you could eat whatever you want. You could always eat matzah, but there's no ice because there's no chiyuv. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah. So in what sense is eating matzah an ice? And l'chayr from this Tosfos, you have a raya to the famous Shitas HaGra. The Gra has a Gemara Kechidush in Ma'aser Rav, where he writes that even though the chi of a matzah is only the first night, but there is a mitzvah of eating matzah called Shiva, there is a mitzvah to eat matzah all the nights, all the days of Pesach, it's not a chiyuv, but he calls it a reshus. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a new type of mitzvah where if you do it, you get a mitzvah. You're not mechuyv to do it, but there is a mitzvah to do it. That is the famous Shitas HaGra. And l'chayr from Tosfos is a raya to that. The fact that Tosfos says that eating matzah kol shiva during Chol HaMoed is an ice, enough of an ice, you're not going to wear tefillin, is a raya that there must be some type of kiyum, some type of Indian of eating matzah kol shiva. That's mechudesh tekashita of the Gra. And l'chayr, there's a raya over here from this Tosfos. Tosfos, that happens to be the Ma'aser Rav himself, alludes to this. The Ma'aser Rav says, when he says his chiddush, that there's a mitzvah matzah kol shiva, he says it's for that reason that Chol HaMoed is considered an ice. He doesn't quote his Tosfos specifically, but he seems to be referring to this idea that being that there's a mitzvah matzah kol shiva, that's enough to consider it an ice, and therefore there would not be a chiyuv, or there would be an issur to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And even though there are some Rishonim who seem to say like the Gra, the Rishonim, the end of Psachim, talk about such an inyan of mitzvah of matzah kol shiva, but l'chayr, they're not saying exactly what the Gra is saying. They're saying that there might be some type of kiyum if you eat matzah, but a mitzvah that the Gra is saying much more, that there's a mitzvah to actually go ahead and try to eat matzah, and every time you eat matzah, you get a mitzvah. That's a mechudesh chiddush of the Gra, which you don't see kimat another rishonim, but over here from this Tosfos is a raya to the Shitas HaGra that there is a kiyum of matzah kol shiva, and that's enough to be an ice, and that's why there would not be a mitzvah wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed.